This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we talked about this with players yesterday, and I don't know if during crosstalk I said it wrong, but I thought I said, do high-profile athletes need to speak out? Are they obligated to speak out? And I felt like it got thrown at me in a different way. I didn't intend for it to be just black athletes whenever I said that. I was like, anybody. And I saw Tyler Seguin had a really good post as well, too. So there are more, every day, more people saying, look, I'm just trying to open my eyes and ears right now. Help me do that. And so they are, and they're trying to figure out, you know, now the next part is solutions. And what can we do? That's the next phase of this, is what is the next solution? And that's going to come to, I think, voting. But you're seeing more people across more companies across the country are saying things. Hell, Nickelodeon had their own statement that they put out as well, where they were gonna have no content for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. They were like, no, that's what we're doing here, and we want to do some more here. So, does your team need to say anything? 877-881-1053. Do you think the Cowboys need to? The Stars and the Mavericks already have. I mean, Mark Cuban was out there. And why did Mark Cuban say he went out there? Why did he say he went out there to march? Because he wanted to hear. He wanted to hear why people were out there. He wanted to listen to what they had to say so that he could help formulate his own opinion on a better basis and know what was really real. That's why he said he wanted to be right there in the midst of what was going on. I believe that was Sunday when he was marching. So 877-881-1053, do you need your team to say anything? Does it make you change your mind? I mean, we've seen that right now. We're seeing it every day. I'm looking at my Twitter followers dropping every 10 minutes. We're seeing it at the station constantly. And I'll take the personal understanding of what's going on over the ratings at times, for sure. I feel like whenever it comes to having a heart for other humans, I would prefer that right now. I had somebody last night, Kevin. I retweeted David Hellman, and David Hellman was tweeting about the people on the bridge being arrested, and I retweeted it because he said, "Give me the link to donate to get for their bail fund." And a guy said, "Get this garbage off of 105.3 The Fan." He just alienated half of the audience. And my first thought was, half of my audience is racist? Like, that's how I felt about it, was I didn't realize that half of my audience hates people? And so that's where there's a lot of stuff, Kevin. When you speak out, people get upset because it makes them uncomfortable and they don't know how to handle it. So when it comes to sports teams, I'm going to look at Jimmy Dolan. He even said, we don't have a clue how to handle this. We're not experts at it, so we're not going to say anything. And being frozen like that at this moment is not the right decision.
Yeah, and I had not really thought about the team aspect. I guess I don't care about the team aspect as much as I have read the statements from the individuals. Because I always think, like, fair, unfair, that the team aspect was some message that was crafted by, like, this team of people to make them sound like best from a PR standpoint. Whereas the individual athletes, like, you get like a lot more feeling from their statement, at least I have so far. So I guess I didn't really think that I cared much about the team statements until the thing about the Knicks came out, and the internal message that was released from Jim Dolan said, quote, I might skip parts of it. We know that some of you have asked about whether our company is going to make a public statement about the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. I want you to know I realize the importance of this issue. Therefore, I want you to understand our internal position. This is a turbulent time in our country. The coronavirus and civil unrest have taken their toll on our way of life. We at Madison Square Garden stand by our values of a respectful and peaceful workplace. We always will. As companies in the business of sports and entertainment, however, we are not any more qualified than anyone else to offer our opinion on social matters. What's important is how we operate. Our companies are committed to blah, 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 blah. And so basically, he said, since we're not like experts in the field, we're not going to speak on it. But really what I took from that is we realize the potential bottom line implications that could be coming from speaking out on this, and we will choose not to do so. That might be a cynical way of viewing it, but that's what I took from it. But even before that, it was the kind of statement that I would have kind of like rolled my eyes at because I didn't think it really meant anything, you know, like, oh, we stand for all of these things. But like the individual players, I felt like their statements were like actually trying to say something. So maybe I don't care entirely because I guess I still haven't seen anything from the Rangers, though if they put something out today, I apologize that I missed it. I haven't seen anything from the Cowboys, and that might be the one that I don't anticipate hearing anything about. But the interesting thing about the NBA is only two teams have not put out a statement, if I believe that is correct. It's the Knicks and the Spurs. And the thing that's fascinating about that is, you know, Pop will go ham on Trump at any point. And
he
so
already has.
It was interesting to see while he's ripping apart or going after the president that his team is still like, yeah, well, you know, we'll see. So I find that fascinating, and I really wanted to know, do you guys care if the team puts out a statement? If they don't, does it feel like they're okay with what happened? Or how do y'all stand on this, and how do our listeners stand on this?
Mike, were you making a face. Was that about Popovich?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
It was about you doing the cocaine thing with your gums again.
No. Oh, my God. It's pickle juice, and I wanted to make sure it was pickle juice and not residue off the jar.
But why
of pickles.
Do you rub it into your gums?
I was doing. That's all I'm doing. I'm getting it on the lips and the tongue. That's all I'm doing, guys. Back to the conversation.
Ultimately, getting back to this, I don't think I care too much if my team's put out a statement. I think I would care if they were in support of what the police officer did. Like that, I would be like, wait a second. Like, obviously, like that. But if they don't put out a thing on Twitter or a thing on Facebook, social media, I'm not going to crush them for not putting out a statement.
It doesn't matter to me what the team say, but it does. Like, let's say do you feel like Kevin, Mike, if the Cowboys say something, is that from Jerry or is that from
yes.
Rich Dalrymple? Which one is it?
I think it's from Jerry because like maybe Rich wrote it, but there's mm-hmm. no chance in hell that makes it to the public without his seal yeah. of approval, right?
And do you not think that Jerry is probably more guarded than ever before after the whole Papa John's situation that he had previously where, you know, he lost friendships, he lost business, he lost all sorts of stuff because he wanted to take a stand in one way?
Well, and then, I mean, it's very public that he's like, none of you on this team will take a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is not happening on this team. And the players did exactly what he said, which is, you know, it's going to be interesting. I can't remember if it was Michael Wilbon, and I can't remember who I read from Twitter. I want to say it was him, but maybe it wasn't, that said, I hope more players take a knee next season in the NFL of support of Colin Kaepernick and his cause and everything like that. And it did make me think, what if here we are, I'll just – DeMarcus Lawrence, for example. Remember what DeMarcus Lawrence tweeted out, you know, and I think that was on Wednesday, I think, of last week, is will Jerry Jones suspend DeMarcus Lawrence or kick him off the team if he's like, I don't care what you say, Jerry, I'm taking a knee during the national anthem of the 2020 season?
I think he might suspend him or at least fine him. I really do. Kick him off the team? No chance. Because he's good enough. If it was... Like, if you go further down the line, I kind of think it might be that Jimmy principle where I'll discipline this not as important player totally differently than I would the star player.
I'm kind of curious, why why does Michael Wilbon want more players to take a knee next year?
I hate putting his name on it if it wasn't him. That's the thing. If I said his name because I thought it was, but I'd have to go back to my Twitter.
I think the general idea is that Colin Kaepernick he started his protest because of police brutality in America and the way the black people are treated in America, right? So when that's the starting point, and then you see this happen again, the point still remains. So I think that's the idea behind asking or wanting the players to then go back and protest.
And that's for the awareness, right? Like that's what that is. It brings awareness to something because it's caught somebody's attention. I'm catching your attention, but for why? And not just because this has happened, but because I want something to change. And the things that have to change are who's going to change them? What reform is going to change those things, right? Like, it's not all on the federal government to change those reforms, although that is, we do need better up top, right? But it's at the mayor, the county executives, the DAs, the state attorneys. Like, those are the things that are voted upon. So in addition to those things, man, we got to be able to say, hey, here's when these elections are. These people, we have to make sure if we want to change, these elections have to be done this way. Otherwise, these people are going to continue to have those jobs. We have to make sure those votes get put in. If we want a police review board, we got to make sure we get the right people on the board.
Yeah,
and we got to make sure we have the right people in place.
And I hear what you're saying there on the voting point. There's also a necessity to kind of shape the public opinion, because public opinion is what then allows for the public power to then shape policy, right? Like, your representatives, if you are just coming and showing up when there is a vote, you are leaving it up to whoever those people are to then determine their policy platforms, and then you're picking
two options,
right?
You have to be very specific about what you want them to get done.
So I think that, but part of that is having that public, awareness and, opinion on that idea. And when you talk about, I guess bringing this back to the original point where we're talking about, do you want teams to show up? From a collegiate level, part of that is like, because your CEO essentially is the head coach, and the head coach is dealing with a lot of people that feel very strongly about this in the players. From the professional level, I guess, like, these are people who have a lot of power in our society and have a lot of money to be able to do something, right? So if the idea is, hey, man, we need change, if you can't with your platform come out on the very level and say, yeah, no, we didn't rock with that, I think that's where it gets problematic for folks, right?
But then on top of that, I love when Kevin does this on air. Guys, don't forget to vote today.
Yeah.
Because people forget when the vote days are. Does anybody – I'll ask you guys right now. Anybody know when the next vote is for the state attorney?
The state attorney, if it's not with a regular set at November, then I don't know.
Yeah, we got through primary, so I imagine it's in November.
The district attorney on the local level?
Again, if it's outside of the regular
just
November,
had it 19, okay.
I'm not aware.
So that's what I'm trying to connect there. That's what I would like to see connected with these, with the messages.
Oh, yeah, for the fan text, politics.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. But if somebody's going to kneel, I would love for them to say, why were you kneeling? And then for them in the press conference to say, because this weekend is a big-time vote in this city, and we need everybody that wants to make a difference to show up this weekend.
But, I mean, that's inherently how the Colin Kaepernick thing started. He made a personal decision based on this, sat down, and then when people realized, they went and asked him, yo, what happened there? And he told everybody. And that became what we saw to be a how many years long thing, in which, by the way, he started sitting and then tried to kneel because he discussed with Nate Boyer what would be a more amicable thing, something that would be a little bit easier to swallow. And we saw that happen. So, like, the idea of, hey, man, protest and then talk about it, that's been done before, too. We've seen that happen as well.
Yeah. I think what's tough, Corey, I'm just going to go on this, is what happens when we're voting for two trash people? Hey, you want this trash or you want that trash? I mean, that's to me, I'm just going to, like, since we're doing it, I'll do it. Most of the time, I feel like I'm voting for this trash or that trash.
Or which trash do you dislike the least?
Like, I would love for there to be a good candidate versus a bad candidate. But I feel like it's mostly bad candidate versus bad candidate.
People are really across the board about where their team stands on this. From the 817, who gives an S what their opinion is? And from the 214, I don't care if any team says anything. It's all about PR for them. And then from the 713, we're at the point where your silence makes you complicit. And another 214, I want to know where my teams stand on important issues. I want them to make a statement. Staying silent isn't okay. And now there's a whole lot more on the fan text.
And real quick, before we go,
people tell Tiger that he needed to stay silent after what he posted.
I don't think they're saying that he needed to stay silent. I think they're saying, like, you probably should be better. But
oh,
I mean,
I didn't see what he said.
I can't speak for everybody there. So there's that. But I think another aspect of this that we didn't get into is when we talk about pro sports, you're carrying the name of a city on this sport. So, like, there is some level of feeling of representation, like you're representing folks. So I understand where some folks want some buy-in there, you know?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.